If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app all across the country. You can take us on the go, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome, and joining us once again this year for the baseball season.
Love it.
The present general manager of your Washington Nationals, Mike Rizzo. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local. Bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Happy 2025 baseball season.
It's good to have you back this year, man. Baby.
Hey, do you have any torpedo bats on you?
I do not. I do not. We need to order a few, though. That'd be great. I think we're going to.
Well, what's your thought on that, on the torpedo bat?
I think it's kind of a revolutionary idea. We'll see if there's a big assist on it. But it really, all it's doing is shifting more barrel space to a place that you often hit the ball. Not everybody hits the ball in the sweet spot, so I think that it's something that we are looking into. We're definitely going to order a few and see if it does have an impact on how guys propel the baseball and barrel up baseballs.
Mm-hmm. You can talk about this because you played. How much of it could be a confidence factor, more than maybe the science behind it? Because guys get particular with the bat, but then if they go in a slump, they'll borrow somebody else's bat. If they hit a home run, they're like, I'm going to roll with this bat.
Yeah, I think there's some science behind it to kind of influence you, if you will, into using it, into trying it. And then if you get a couple of hits with it, obviously, it's the secret sauce that makes it go. And I always tell my coaches that if a player thinks it's helping them, then it is helping them if he thinks it. So,
right.
Hitting is a lot about, there's some mechanics and there's obviously skill involved with it, but a lot of it is mental. So if you think it's helping you, then it's definitely helping you.
It does make a lot of sense, though, like you say, sort of the idea behind it. Listen, I haven't been up close and held these things in decades, but it seemed like from afar that some of the bats were like hollowed out at the end, almost kind of a similar idea, right?
Yeah, there's been many, many different gyrations of what bats look like. The wood has changed over the years, and these bats are so beautifully made. They look like a piece of furniture almost. Each bat that these guys get, they're varnished and polished and everything else, and guys get comfortable with what they've used. Oftentimes, guys use them, the same type of bat throughout their minor league career and their major league career, and they get comfortable with something. And it changes doesn't come easy to a lot of big league players. So, it's interesting that this has gotten so much momentum and that everyone's going to at least look into it and order some and see if there's any impact that these bats can make.
Well, I'll tell you what, K-Bear doesn't need it. He's off to a 4-12 start through five games. He's just got some pop, hit third yesterday. Before we kind of talk about the rest of the team, just give me your thoughts on K-Bear and how much better of a hitter do you think he is or could be this year as compared to last year?
You know, I think that K-Bear's, he's been two different players 2 years in a row. He's had two good halves. He just hasn't put those two good halves in the same season together. So, you know, that's what we're hoping to do, more consistency with him and get him off his feet a little bit more this year, maybe than we have in the past, to keep him fresher as we get down to the dog days in July and August and that type of thing. We're just hoping that, you know, we've seen glimpses of him for half a season of being a really good hitter some halves of being a really good catcher. So we're trying to put those two halves together into one season, you know, make him, you know, the guy that we think he can be, an everyday guy for us that can really help the ball club. But defensively, he's worked extremely hard with Henry Blanco to improve his framing skills and his blocking skills. And with our pitching group as a game caller and a leader with the pitching staff. So I think that he's still young enough that his days are bright ahead of him, and yep. And he's really coming to spring training and to the season, you know, in great shape, with a great mindset, and ready to put two good halves together this year.
Yeah, Mike, I wanted to touch on that. It sounded like he came in leaner this off season. So was that an emphasis? Is that something you talked with him about, like at the end of last season? You wanted to see that in 2025.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit more athletic, you know, a little bit quicker behind the plate. The issue with a lot of players, and Kiebert included, is, with the grind of the season, these guys lose a lot of weight. So sometimes they come in a little heavier, knowing that their weight's going to regress. So we have to keep an eye on that. We can't get them too frail and too thin and too weak throughout the season, because that catching position is, that's a tough physical position to play as much as he does. So we'll be monitoring his weight and his strength levels and flexibility levels throughout the season, like we always do.
You want to give us your thoughts on Dylan's early struggles, 0-15, 10 Ks. Is he just putting a little pressure on, too much pressure on himself? Is he taking too many pitches? Is he swinging bad pitches? What are your thoughts on Dylan in the first four games?
Welcome to the big leagues, my friend.
Yeah.
What I say to Dylan. There's no higher league. You know, this isn't LSU. This isn't Triple A. This is the big leagues. And these guys, you know, we faced, you know, that Philly staff is no joke. He got two of the three best pitchers in the league he faced. And we came in Toronto and faced a really good starting pitcher when he played yesterday. It's just a league of adjustments. You know, the skill level is there. The mental side of it's there. The physical side of it's there. And now it's time to figure it out. He's not the first player to go through struggles his first full season in the big leagues. He won't be the last. He's a great enough player that he's going to get through this and become, you know, and have a good season for us. So we're confident in that.
How was he in the spring?
He was good. He was good in the spring. He came in terrific shape and ready to play. His mental side is good. He was physically fit and ready to play. He's made some outstanding plays defensively in right field and run the bases well. It's just, when you start off hitting like he is, the weight of the world seems to be on you each and every pitch. And it's just something that he's got to put a few good at bats together, like he did the first game here in Toronto. He had a ball 400 to the wall, and was really the first good contact that he had this year. And see if that snaps him out of it. So we'll see. He'll be in the lineup every day, so he'll get his opportunities.
Yeah, I know he had the day off yesterday, but I assume he'll be in the lineup today. Correct.
Yes, I never know the lineup until I see it. But I assume he's back in there playing every day.
Give me your thoughts on the starting rotation, because Gore was unbelievable and on the opener, striking out three. He was just incredible. Mitchell Parker threw the ball great, 6 1/3, got that win. Irvin pitched pretty well. I know Trevor gave up some hits yesterday. Soroka had that injury, but just give me your thoughts on the starting rotation the first time around.
Can't ask better what they've done. They were terrific. Gore, Irvin, and Parker against a really good Phillies team was outstanding, Soroka had good stuff the other day. They didn't impact the balls a lot, and not a lot of hard contact. We liked the way the ball came out of his hand. He was up to 95, 96, and threw some good breaking balls. So Williams yesterday it was death by a million little cuts. I mean, he gave five or six hits in that one inning, and they're all less than 100 mile an hour exit velocities on the ground, seeing eye singles. So he pitched extremely well for us last night. Pitched well enough to win. So the rotation has been terrific. We thought that they were going to be a part of our strength of our team, and they have been. And couple that with we played outstanding defense, both infield defense and outfield defense, and I think that was a big emphasis of what we tried to do in the offseason and during spring training, is fundamentally play good defense. And the early results have been good defensively. Starting pitching wise have been great.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, I know that you've been asked probably by others, but this is our first chance to have you on in quite a while. Can you give us an update on Cavalli? He was supposed to be such a stud a couple years ago, and then had the injury, and then maybe somebody said maybe he had to start over with his rehab. Where are we with him?
That's beautiful. I love the reports from some of these news agencies. No, he's healthy and ready to go. He's just we're putting him in a position to finish the season with us at the big league level. We have a innings cap on his innings this year. Instead of out of the gate and then hitting this cap, we're going to slow play him, and then when he gets to the big leagues, he can ultimately finish the season with us. So he's healthy, he's pitching well, he's throwing simulated games in the minor leagues. He's going to be on minor league rehab soon, and you'll see him in the big leagues, hopefully impacting the ball club.
But, so is he right?
Some of those guys, it's hard, you do forget about guys because these Tommy John things, you go on a shelf. Same thing with Josiah Gray and these guys they disappear for a year and a half, and you don't see them until you see them again, and then they're throwing well, that's what Tommy John surgery is.
Right.
A long, arduous rehab, and it takes time.
But when it's all said and done, like the velocity's back where you thought, and all that, and it's just gonna, it should work out great when it's all said and done.
Yeah, 85-88% of these guys get back to their pre-surgery performance level as far as velocity and stuff. He was bumping 97-98 in his last simulated game. So he's feeling good. He looks good. He looks strong. And we will see him sometime in the near future with the Nats.
Mike, I saw you with a quick interaction with Max Scherzer on the field pregame before one of the games of the Blue Jays. How's he holding up? Because I know he's hopped around to a lot of teams since you dealt him away in, I believe that was 2021, and he's had some injury issues too.
Yeah, if the injury issues are what's keeping him down. So he hurt his thumb again. He's this guy's gone through a lot of things in his career and pitched, being able to pitch through it. And 19, I can't tell you how many hand and injuries that he had that would have shelved other pitchers that he pitched through it and developed new grips and that type of thing and still pitched at a Cy Young caliber season for us. So He's no stranger to pitching not at 100%, but he's a little frustrated with this thumb injury that he had here. But all in all, we had a great little session together, and it was fun to catch up with him again.
Mike, out of the vets that you brought in, you brought Josh back, obviously, and you bring in Paul DeJong and you bring in Nate Lowe. Which one of those guys, maybe it's all of them, is like the most vocal with the younger guys? If the younger guys, let's just say Dylan Cruz needs to ask a couple questions, which one of those three guys would he go to?
Which three is that? I missed that.
Josh Bell, DeJong, or Lowe?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, I think all three of them, you know, Josh is the, you know, he's the most outgoing personality of the three. I think that depending on what the question was and what type of answer you're looking for, be it mechanical or hitting or defense and stuff like that. All three of those guys have been they volunteer their time a lot. They love helping the young players, and they're really good mentors and veterans for them. They've all had a nice impact on that clubhouse.
Gotcha.
Mike, it's always great to have you on.
All right.
Looking forward to another season having you on every week.
Let's get that win today.
Great, guys. Thanks. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Yep. Thank you, buddy.
That's Mike Rizzo, President GM of your Washington Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Next up at CB's Entertainment page here on The Junkies.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.